These are the words of Rabbi Avram Stefanski from Yerushalayim on the Rosh Yeshiva.
Rabbi Avram, I was a kid. He came to, we lived in Switzerland. Rabbi Avram came to Switzerland.
Yeah? What was that, what was the occasion?
Fundraising, I imagine.
Huh?
I imagine fundraising.
Fundraising, and you saw him?
And I met him the first time in Lakewood.
Yeah.
And I went over to give him shalom. Before I said anything, he said right away, he said, "You must be Stefanski."
He recognized.
He said, "Mr. Weiss, yeah, how?" He said, "You look," he said, "you're completely the Zeta."
Uh-huh, he knew your Zeta.
And your father, he went with my father too. He said, "He looked right at Zeta and I tapped him his stomach."
Where did he know your father from?
Pardon?
Where did he know your father from?
From Switzerland.
Because he used to come there.
Pardon?
He used to come there.
He used to come there, correct.
What year was that?
He told me about once that he was there.
Uh-huh.
And that's when he saw me. Said
well, that was before, after the war, or before the war, he
when
came.
In Switzerland?
What?
When he came to Switzerland?
Yeah.
That must have been right before the war.
Before the war.
36, 37, last week or
so. Mm-hmm. So you used to come there to fundraising?
Yeah, by my grandfather.
Right? Uh-huh.
That's where he stayed.
Uh-huh.
He stayed by my grandfather. Mm-hmm.
So did you hear about him before you saw him?
No, then I came to America. I heard the name for the Gedolim. I didn't know then.
Uh-huh.
And I guess that was in America. It was in America. That's first in the nearest year.
When did you come to America?
Pardon?
When did you come to America?
I came to America in 1950.
And where were you before that? Where were you?
In Switzerland.
In Switzerland. What yeshiva?
No, I didn't have a particular yeshiva.
No? Didn't have. So you came to learn the Mir in Brooklyn?
We learned with Rabbi Shiva. That was three times.
What?
We had the schools, you know, Rebbe's, we had the
private. Okay, I understand, the private.
School had the shul where we that was at.
What city were you from in?
Basel.
Basel, uh-huh.
At that time they didn't have, now they have, in our time they didn't have that.
I know somebody from Basel, from Washington Heights, I see more.
Pardon?
I know a man from Washington, from Basel in Washington Heights. You must know him.
Myers.
Myers, right. Yes. Mr. Myers, yeah.
Washington Heights from Basel, that's the guy, Myers.
Right.
He had his son in Lakewood,
is he? He has a son here. He's trying to get a shidduch. We're working on him.
No, I thought he'd love to punish. We tried to make the difference.
Oh.
Gates ready? He's not engaged yet?
What?
He's married already?
The boy, no. We're looking. It's very hard.
He's still looking.
It's very hard. We're trying to get him a shidduch.
Yeah, we tried to. Okay,
very nice boy. Very nice.
Yeah, we met him. I know.
Yeah.
Since the house a few times.
Yeah. Okay, let's go back to this.
Okay, so I came once to Shrews. I just told you for Shrews I had a cousin on the lake because I came to Lakewood there.
Wait, that year was it also in 50?
Pardon?
That was 19.
No, that was, I think, in 55.
You came for Shavuos. Who was that? Who'd you see here? Who's that person that connected you?
Not that I had a cousin in Lakewood. Finkel.
Yitzchak Finkel. He's not here now, is he?
No.
Uh-huh. Okay, there's a Finkel, Gavriel Finkel. That's your cousin, too?
That's his brother. That's
his brother, oh.
That's the cousin, yeah.
This must be older than him.
Pardon?
This one is older than
him. Older than him, yes.
Yeah.
Very much younger.
Yeah. It's a single, yeah. Okay, so you came was it Simchas Torah?
Pardon?
What Yontif was that?
Shavuos.
Oh, Shavuos, okay. That should be interesting, what Shavuos looked like in Lakewood.
Yeah, okay, it was interesting. And she said that she, that time I worked. I was in yeshiva. And I had a scholarship to law school. I went to school and I worked in a law firm.
Are you already a lawyer?
No, I wasn't just a lawyer. I was going to school, I said.
Oh, which school?
I worked in a law school.
Which law school?
And that was called FIFO.
Huh?
It's a big law firm.
Yeah.
You talk about 50 years ago.
Yeah, but you know, things like that are not easy to forget.
These cells don't exist anymore.
Doesn't exist. Okay, yeah. That makes sense. Okay, so you went to Lakewood, and now what happened there?
And then Shlomo Yontov, I spoke a few times with the Rashidas and Mr. Yontov. Matsu Yontov, he called me over.
He said not to go back to school, right?
So I told him I couldn't not go back. I had to go back because I worked there. I had the job there.
Right, right.
So I promised him to come back in a little bit. I had to promise him that.
Why did he pick on you? Because he felt that you had the kishoinus for that?
So this is richtig. I mean, he thought that's what it should be.
Uh-huh.
And that's what it.
Okay, then you came back in L.
Yeah.
And what happened then?
Nothing. I started learning.
You started learning.
And then something happened this year. That was the first. After speaking to someone who worked in Yeshiva Rabosha, what was his name? Rabosha called the gangsters. Someone who worked in Yeshiva New York office had an operation. So the Yeshiva asked me, but has money if I could go help out the office. He knew that I worked already. So he figures I know my way around. I should please help out. I need some help.
Uh-huh.
So money.
Yeah.
And there's a few things that she has to take care of. That's why I got my cash with him.
Uh-huh. And then what happened during those over the years? I mean, some things transpired.
Pardon?
What were some of the experiences you had with Rashi?
What an experience.
Well, you did things. You interacted with him. You saw things.
Yeah. I was there after when he came there. So I once went with him there to Switzerland. Went with him to England.
What, anything special?
I came back from there to Switzerland. We stopped up in England. There was a few places I went with him.
And what anything to tell over from those places? What happened?
I don't know. I told you that before. I don't have particular stories.
But you had certain observations of his on Hargis.
Yeah.
That's what I want to hear.
It doesn't go like it.
Doesn't go.
Doesn't go like that. But anyway, that's what the scientist is. And it's fairly close in a sense. I mean, I don't get after it's like I used to drive around a lot.
What?
I used to drive him from Lakewood or New York when he had to go in. We had the car later on. Somebody gave a car.
Mm-hmm. So anything happened during those trips?
Yes, whatever happened to Morrison. I mean, things all the time happen.
Could you give some examples?
I don't have anything.
Nothing.
I told you it's not published yesterday.
It doesn't come out.
Doesn't come out.
Uh-huh. That's unfortunate.
It's unfortunate.
You have a lot of experience compared.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Those were very nice times. Yeah, very nice times.
But there's nothing you could say that characterizes them, those experiences.
I don't have to characterize them. Let's just remember that.
You can't do that.
That's bigger than for me to characterize. That's
also something. That is much bigger that it can't be described. Is also a value.
Yeah, no, it's funny. We describe us like that. As well as him, him gemalochim on the bnei adam.
Uh-huh.
Him gemalochim on the gemalochim.
That's the definition.
If you ask, that's exactly what if you ask to describe who this is, that's not to understand them. You have to be in the matrika, that's not for me to give you.
But I'm saying you understood him.
And you want to be a mole of mice, you have to start from the past and make it maybe they should take this and think of particular mice with particular interests. There are all the time mice with particular interests.
You don't have.
There has to be more occasions. There's certain occasions on these.
Nothing happening during those trips.
What do you mean nothing happened?
I mean, nothing you can say over what you expect.
They're all very eventful, but I don't right now I don't have it.
You don't have it. It's a shame.
I can't do that.
Uh-huh.
on the lake and have a chance. I want to be lake with maybe. I'll tell
when are you going to come to Lake with?
I wish I have nothing planned yet, maybe. That always when I get America, I come to Lake with. Sometimes I come to maybe my brother. Don't know
what are you doing at Israel?
I work in the Yerushalayim.
The Vayish, what's that, a school for girls?
A girls' school.
Where is that located?
The marriage in Hanov.
Oh, yeah? I have a granddaughter there now.
Where?
And that's in the Vay.
In which one?
I don't know which one. One of them. I don't know the names. She's in one of them.
Seminary? She's in the seminary?
Yeah.
Where does she live?
She lives in Lakewood.
No. Oh, she's in Lakewood. Would it be Bnei Sola?
Her name is Mindy.
Mindy.
Mindy Florence.
Mindy Florence?
Yeah.
Oh, yes,
she's a little chava.
Right, that's her. That's my granddaughter.
My wife is Emma Baez there. So
she maybe she knows her.
Yes, she knows her.
Yeah, very good.
Granddaughter.
Oh, yes, very nice girl.
My wife says she's a very nice girl.
I know, she's telling me. Okay. About it.
Does she have a lot of nothing?
I do. We do. Very much.
Okay. Well, for sure.
Very much. But now I know.
You're related to Hermans? Rodinsky?
No. The Rodinsky, yeah. Well, my son is married to Polanski.
Rodinsky?
Polanski's brother-in-law is Rodinsky.
Oh, Rodinsky. Polanski, I see. Uh-huh. Okay.
That's who it is. That's who it is. So she goes there sometimes.
Yeah.
I have another two Aniklers. They just came with their grandfather, but my other... my other daughter's...
I see.
Yeah, of course. Okay. My daughter is very good friends with Laser's daughter. What's her name? Bina. They went to school together.
Okay.
So her two boys went just now to visit. Yeah, they're just for a week with their grandfather.
Oh, very nice.
Yeah, very nice. But meanwhile, I gotta get stuff from our bar in here. It's very nice.
Okay, tell me
something, at least one story.
I'm all I used to see my, so then I see how they were mistreated. Yes, I have to get then I decided, no, I'm not kidding. I'm on the case. You know, since we're out coming in with Leib Leim, sometimes we.
0052. Wait, 5 minutes. Let me put down his name here.
Yeah, he's definitely a much bigger storyteller.
Everybody tells me the other one. And I keep on going in circles. The other one.
Okay. I told you that before. I have a secret problem with it. But it has to be a master for somebody
Laser told me a story. Which was very interesting. I don't know if you want to tell it to me about when you visited the Gera Rebbe, what happened.
But I went with him. Because that story also has so many different versions.
All right.
Was your Shiva Mesigur Natila? That was it.
Yeah. What year was that?
That's the Mesigur Natila, you mean?
Something like that. Yeah. Something like that. What was that, Mesa?
He wanted to give me an apple or he gave me
which rabbi was it?
Huh?
Which rabbi was it?
The Beis Yisrael.
Beis Yisrael, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So he wanted, he gave me, I remember it was an apple, they claimed it was an apple,
uh-huh.
And I didn't take it.
Uh-huh.
Because the rabbi said, I came with an kein chosid.
Yeah.
So he said, I have to get a little bit of them. Because he said, you can't be done.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. You know, she
told me to
pull. Yeah,
Laser told me that, Meister. I thought it was very interesting.
The Frank is, she was like, never let him stay outside. Whenever he went somewhere.
Yeah, this is important. But you just told me that was important.
I went somewhere. He wondered if it was Mohammed Miyoshi. Except once, on one occasion, I remember when he thought he has to tell the person that the Muslim, he went somewhere,
uh-huh.
He asked him not to come in and stuff and admit him.
But usually he would let you go in with him.
Yeah, so he didn't want me to stand outside and we can agree on the
Uh-huh. Yeah, because yeah, other people told me similar mahalchim like that.
Yeah.
That was in,
oh,
that's interesting.
Muhammad. And then when we went and asked, so you should discuss at night who came, was Rikidav Thomas, Madaf, he always was very involved. I mean, he let me always, he didn't treat me like an outsider, just like a chauffeur, or just
uh-huh.
a cop.
Uh-huh.
He made me part of it, and I'd get it like it. I had an IRA say for them, and he said, what is that? He asked me for. He said, I'm on an IRA, he said, good, thank you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was very, fuck, very mechabed, they mentioned.
Mm-hmm. Very mechabed. I heard this also from other people and other cases like that. Also, there's another trait that I hear over and over again. I'd like to see if you noticed it. I'm sure you did. He was able to discern things from very little evidence. He could...
You mean he had faith?
He could project into a situation,
yes,
and know...
That's true. And I asked Gary about that more, because he made a judgment about some money which surprised me.
Yeah. Like you don't realize how much he saw and knew.
Huh? What?
It was people didn't realize how much he actually was aware of things.
Oh yeah.
That was a very important point that I got from people. That
yeah.
it was like almost like once like you could read your mind.
Yeah, see now you also saw him and mentioned that on Hoge.
Yeah.
He tights him up very thoroughly.
Yeah. So could you give me examples of that?
No, that I don't wouldn't want to do. Because it becomes a person.
But
I am finished.
Could be some side person that's not so, wouldn't get in front of you.
No, yeah, my Bachman Mashiach discussed it. He thought about this guy, Isaiah, and I thought, I say, Isaiah, you know, not I hold different than him. But he said, from a certain Nakutis, he thought there has to be. I'm only telling you, it was not anything gerecht. One thing thinks he's on a guy, and he said, it was not anything gerecht. But he's very warm, though, you see.
Yeah. Very warm.
It's like you used to start to put fire on what he had the pain. What was that exactly? And he told me, this Kupmo, my Hanish Mistat of Kitsar, a guy told me I need an appendix operation.
Yeah.
He was to Mistat of Kitsar, Genukas Kupmo.
Who had the appendix operation?
The younger guy, this was the younger man, the Bochum Gangsen issue was affected. But when he had to paint the machine himself, he told me, Kupmo, my Hanish Mistat of Kitsar. He was concerned about guys. The other guy didn't have money. He used to take money if he had any in his pocket. Not always have money in his pocket. He used to give.
Uh-huh. That's important. That's interesting.
That's like we must get a word from a dollar. Whatever you could give, you can learn. Noch a bissl mit Leichtigkeit. That's a word from a dollar. You know,
it's very concerned. Very paternal like. Okay, but okay. So this we went to Yisrael, and then what are some of the inyanim he went there for?
Say it again.
What were the inyanim that he went to these places for besides collecting funds?
No, it was funds. So I'm on a tibur tikazach. He didn't only go for Lakewood.
What? Let me ask you this. He went to the Chinuch. So why was he needed to be the one? Why was he so important for that?
Because the Rabbanim all looked up to him. He was like the main.
Uh huh. You mean they needed his advice?
His day was very. That time was the Rav, the Pesach office on there.
Uh huh. He used to go to the Biskarov?
He used to talk to him, yeah.
Uh-huh. And the Biskarov held that he should do things for him, right?
Yeah. And so he did because he felt like this.
Mm-hmm.
He would never do anything against the Biskarov.
Mm-hmm.
If the Biskarov didn't help, he wouldn't do it.
Mm-hmm. So so the Biskarov was the main force then?
That time, when he was selected.
Yeah. And Rabban used to do his bidding.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So it was chinuchim.
So that machna demonstration that they make gives notion in America, so she organized.
And he was the only one that would be so respected to get the job done.
It was from the Kizayim in America at that time. It was from Asia, of Yankiv, so she was the strong.
He was the strongest. The most...
Don't forget, he was the forces in Lafayette Charter, right?
When what?
Right after all, he started to work.
Right.
Drav Shachl in America.
So you don't remember any particular incidents that illustrate these qualities?
I couldn't tell you.
It's a shame.
I mean, a lot of things are written already about him.
I know, but I don't want written stuff. I want what's
issue.
Yeah,
I
interfere.
Why did you stop this phone? Somebody
here, sir. It's a different feeling you get when you hear people talk about it when you read it in the book.
I understand. Okay, I mean...
So the more I can extract, it's diamonds.
I hear.
Has a tremendous effect on people. Because I give these tapes to other people to listen to when they're very spoiled from it. Of course, you have a living person saying it.
I mean, even the written words came from his stomach.
Yeah.
I tune from...
That's right. And also, I try to help people who want to write. I give them the material.
Oh, people who want to write.
Yeah, I give it to people who want to write. There's people who want to write, and I say... A fellow just called me now from the TED. He wants to have some stuff. So I say, you could listen to it in my house.
Oh, for base kishef, you mean? For the yosef?
Yeah, somebody wanted to write something. And there's other people, I don't want to say who they are, they want to write, and so
yeah.
I give them material. So I feel like I'm making the oitzer. I want to be the Baal
oitzer. I hear, very good.
So it's a...
Okay, well, let me say, I have to be... I'm pushing to be more relaxed state of mind.
Okay, when do you have to be more relaxed?
I don't know. School kids are very busy. It's very late.
I'll tell you something that somebody else did, and it was very good. Rabbi Taplin, you know him? You saw Taplin? He's here. He said, I'll wait a week. I'm going to sit down. And he went through, and he made like a summary of all the things. He wrote on a piece of paper, and then I came to him, and he just sat with the paper, and he used that as like a guide.
I hear.
And it worked out very good.
Yeah, I can't say that.
He was massaging all his thoughts.
No, of course, I'm not retired. Just
no, he's not retired either.
Okay, then I've hit him.
He was?
I have a school in the May, it's almost 1,000 girls, you know what I mean?
1,000 girls, oh boy.
You know what I mean, all together.
That's very good.
Not all on campus, some off campus.
Yeah, so you have to keep track.
Yeah.
It's a whole job.
Work.
Okay, good. Hey, look, Adam Lomel Yulas, right? The guy do something.
Okay.
Oh, so please do so. Yeah, she'd be very happy.
Okay.
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 So.
Okay. Bye. Shlocha. Call to Fimasia.
Amen. Call to. Bye.